I've been buying a few altcoins today. I'm going to share two of them with you because when we take a look at their charts, they're in setups that I talk about all the time that are great trade scenarios. And I talk about it in my course as well, but let's go over those two charts. Also, I have already bought some of these two coins. I'm also going to buy more later tonight in a few hours. I'm also going to buy more later on Monday as well. Now, the first coin is Syrup, which is Maple Finance, and this is the weekly chart here for it. You can see that Maple Finance had an amazing run for a number of months, and since then, we've cooled down for 2 months. I like to see that, a coin that can rip and has cooled down, and if you pull up Maple Finance on DeFi Llama, you can see that its actual fundamental adoption has matched the price and exceeded it as well. And this is what I like to see. I like to see that the weekly chart, a long-term timeframes stochastic RSI, is oversold. At the same time as the market is heating up, Bitcoin dominance is breaking, altcoins are flying, and this, a coin that has shown the ability to fly before, is finally oversold on a long-term timeframe and is more beat up in the market than other coins. At a time where the market is heating up, this is a good sign to me to dollar cost average. Oh, and at the same time, it's finding support on a key exponential moving average, the 21-week exponential moving average, and looking to close above a key line of resistance as well on our Fibonacci retracement tool. Finding key levels of support while oversold on a weekly stochastic RSI of a fundamentally strong and strengthening crypto and DeFi solution, thumbs ups all across the board in my mind. And the other coin is Pengu. It's broken off here, but it's P-E-N-G-U. It's the hottest meme coin in the space, right? Totally different from Maple Finance. But what I like here is what we're seeing on the chart. We see a bull flag pattern. You see the pole and the flag here, and we're getting a strong bounce off of our key exponential moving averages, the 12 and the 21-day exponential moving averages, which are supposed to act as the support needed to break out of patterns like this. And the relative strength index here, which is a really good top indicator, is nowhere near overbought. And so if Pengu can get above this white line of resistance here and break out of it, you take the length of the pole and put that as your breakout target, and it's basically a 90% move for Pengu is the trade we would be looking to trade. I'll be looking to sell, you know, before 90%. You don't want to try to time things perfectly here, but we have a really good bullish setup here because a lot of altcoins right now have already been ripping out of patterns that they have, but Pengu is still setting up. And so many people talk about Pengu. It has such strong mind share that once it starts ripping, it rips very, very quickly. These are two things to look for, both in terms of technical analysis patterns, as well as indicators that are typically pretty good buy signals to me.